Play on Light and Visuals. It's Art Talk on KCRW. Larry Bell was integral to the founding of the California Light and Space Movement of the 1960s. Well, since then, he's continued to explore the possibilities of light and space and optics. An exhibit of his work at the Weissman Museum at Pepperdine University centers on a new site-specific installation, something that KCRW's art critic, Hunter Drohoyoska-Philp, says is a joy to experience. She's here to talk about why you should take the drive up PCH and go check it out. This week's Art Talk right now. Hello, Hunter.
Hello, Steve.
As if you need a reason other than the beautiful coastline, right, to go up PCH. Let's start with a little more background about Bell, though. How would you describe what he's interested in artistically?
Well, as you said, light and space. He's one of the artists who lived in Venice in the 60s, and certainly all that sort of illumination on the ocean waters has an effect, and the horizontality and so forth. But really, I'm now talking about Southern California's version of minimalism. This is the 1960s, and you see a very reductive kind of tendency on the East Coast using industrial materials, but Bell's more interested in the act of perceiving.
So perception is what he's talking about here. What's different than what you just described on the East Coast? Like, where does the perception come in?
Well, instead of using some kind of like industrial material like steel or lead or something like that, he's always just used glass. And the reflectivity of glass and being able to see through glass, the transparency, so that whatever you're looking at by Bell, you see through it and around it, and you become kind of a part of it because you can see yourself reflected.
I mentioned in the outset this was site-specific, right? What do we really mean about it? Is it just around the coastline, about beaches, about water? What is it?
No, this one at the Weissman Museum is called Pacific Red, and it was designed quite specifically for the gallery that it's in at the museum there. It's about four panels of laminated bright red glass at right angles nested into one another. So you walk through them like a maze. But while you're walking through the maze, you see through the maze. So you can see where you've been. You can see if other people are there. It's that same idea of being in the experience of looking at something and having the experience at the same time. Plus, you're kind of coated in this ambience of bright red. It's a big departure for him.
It sounds like, yeah, you're enveloped by, like it's some sort of labyrinth.
Yes, a labyrinth, but you know how labyrinths can be confusing and you can't really find your way out. In this case, you're in the labyrinth, but you can also feel as though you're surrounded by sort of a warm red glow.
And this envelopment that we talk about, I guess, is sort of part of his signature style. Do you think that's what he's going for?
Well, that is true, but usually he has worked in kind of atmospheric colors. He actually has a machine that coats glass with these thin layers of minerals, so they actually emulate that kind of sense of blue and silver in the sky and in the air, and that is really what he's known for. But these are so different because they're bright red, and even though he's often used those mineral coatings on paper before to make collages, there are a series of collages and a series of large works on paper in this show, collages, that are also using reds and metallic coatings and silver and gold. It's really a departure for him, extremely dramatic. And if you look at them superficially, those works on paper look a little like nudes, but in fact, they're based on the shape of a guitar because he's also has a number of guitars, and he's a 12-string player.
And there's more than just what you described at this main gallery, right?
Yes, because this work all looks very new if you know the work of Larry Bell. But if you go upstairs, you'll see sort of a miniature survey of where his work has come from. You'll see an oil painting that is very much unlike anything you've seen recently, and then early works from the 60s made out of glass and reflective materials. And you see the context from which this material, this new work comes. So you can see what a departure it is. And you can also go look at his, get a sense of where he started.
All right. Well, Larry Bell's work is on display at the Weissman Museum over at Pepperdine University, up PCH in Malibu through April 2nd. Hunter Drohoyoska-Philp with this week's Art Talk. Hunter, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.